Stan McKean, the girls' basketball coach at Peabody High School, is with us, beginning his second year with the program. And Stan, welcome. Welcome back to MSONewsSports.com.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the call.
Great to have you with us. And let's talk about the team and what you've got planned and what the outlook is for the 2015-16 basketball season. So how's this first week of practice gone?
Well, first week of tryouts and then, you know, got the last couple of days of practice, and it's gone pretty well. We are returning probably half the team that we had last year. But one of the big things is going to be that Sarah Hosman is now completely healthy. She couldn't play the last 10 games last year due to shoulder surgery. So that was a big loss during the season. But we had a good year, in spite of.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead, Stan. I'm sorry.
In spite of that, I think we will be very strong because we're returning basically 3 to 4 starters from last year. We lost Courtney Boer, who was a huge, huge weapon for us, along with 5 other seniors. But her loss is probably the biggest. But I'm hoping that the existing returning players that we have, plus we're going to have a very strong bench this year, which last year was probably not as strong as it's going to be this year.
What about for style of play? How would you describe the style of play that you're going to be seeking this year?
Well, today we're going to be, this year we will definitely, we're going to be pushing the ball up and down the court. We are going to be doing a lot of fast break, and we are going to play an up-tempo, speedy type offense and defense. We're going to be fast, quick, and skilled, and that's why I'm really looking forward to playing a much up-tempo game.
Gotcha. Well, you mentioned one or two of your players, I think, but who else do you see playing and contributing key roles for the team this year?
Well, besides Sarah, who will be our point guard to start, and again, as I said, she missed probably 12 games the latter part of the season. Katie Wallace, who was actually the point guard last year in place of Sarah, losing her, and she's just had a year of experience. She was a great contributor last year. She'll be even bigger this year as a junior. And Melissa Gray, who next to Courtney Boer, scoring-wise, she averaged 16 points a game. She missed 3 or 4 games at the beginning of the year, and now she was healthy after that. But she averaged about 16 points a game and was phenomenal playing the 2 spot. And then down low, I have Marina DeMille, who is a senior and also a captain, and she was just an animal off the boards, both ends of the court. She averaged almost 12 rebounds a game last season, so I'm expecting nothing less from her this year. She's fast, quick, she's quick, she's very, very smart player. And then along with her, Krista Baker, who's one of my, she's the third captain, and she played multiple minutes last year and did well, and I think she's even going to be stronger this year. But I think the bench is really going to be a plus, that we can give these kids, the front five, a little bit of a rest at times, and we're not going to lose a whole lot coming in off the bench. And coming in off the bench, Rachel Margosian, who is the 4th senior that I have, and she's a tall girl, 6-footer, and she contributed very well last year. And then girls coming from the JV team last year who got a little bit of experience, Taylor Colella and Alyssa Alperin, both guards who will be coming up and will be getting playing time this year, no question, along with Nene Ogunuwa. That's how it's pronounced. We call her Nene. She's got a longer name, but I'll make it simple. She was a JV player. Great speed, great skill. She plays down low, and she played a few games for us last year up. So it's going to be a real plus coming off the bench with the kids that we have coming. I don't think we're going to lose a lot. And then we have a player who played freshman year. She didn't come back sophomore year. And great athlete, great soccer player as well as a basketball, decided to come back this year, Molly Tansey. And she is going to be a huge weapon coming off the bench also. She plays 4 or 5. Great skills. Sees the court incredibly well. Just a great field general out there. She's aggressive along with being very smart, and that's going to be a huge plus. And we have a couple other players, Marissa Tisi and Hannah Palazzaro, who will also contribute coming in off the bench as one a forward and one as a guard also. So I'm very excited about this group of 12 girls. I think we just have a lot of talent, probably as much talent this year that has been in Peabody High School in the last 5 or 6 years as far as total skill coming off the bench and what have you. We should do very well.
Mm-hmm. Stan, who else is who's coaching with you this year?
My daughter Tracy is Tracy Palazzola. She is the JV and assistant varsity coach. And Joy Wallace, who is the freshman coach and also the assistant varsity coach.
Gotcha. Now, how do you see the league this year? I mean, what teams do you think are going to be competing for the top spots in the Northeastern Conference?
Well, no question, Revere. They won it last year, and they only lost a player or two. They're going to be extremely tough opposition this year. They have 2 6-foot girls still there at Revere High School, and they have a guard who's really good. So they're going to be tough. Beverly, who came on really strong last year, we tied for second in the league with Beverly, and we split the 2 games during the year. And they're definitely going to be a strong team. They only lost 1 or 2 girls off their team. Danvers now, which is in the large conference, they're no longer – Salem's in the small, Danvers is in the large. We've switched – Danvers is always good. And then English Classical and I'm trying to think who the other team would be. English Classical. I think that's it. No, that would be 6.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you got it. Yeah. Who am I to say, though?
It'll be interesting. And the small group, Marblehead and Winthrop is always will be tough. You know, it's hard to say. You know, the girls that played last year, some of the towns is different kids that come into the town, so it's hard to figure for the most part. But I know Danvers, Beverly, and Revere will be very tough.
Gotcha. And Beverly has, Beverly has a new coach with Allison Flynn heading up to Plymouth State. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. She left there and went. She got a coaching job at Plymouth State, which is great for her. I'm sure the kids were. It's too bad because she really turned the program around in the last year.
Yeah.
But we'll see. They still got the players. All you got to do is make it work.
Exactly. Well, Stan, is there anything else to share with us as kind of a concluding question or comment from you, question from me and comment from you about the outlook or thoughts about this year's Peabody team?
Well, again, injuries are something that you can't foresee. You hope that becomes a non-existent factor this year. If that's the case, I think, you know, we're going to do very well. We'll be very competitive in all games that we play this year, and I'm holding for high hopes and another return to the tournament again this year.
Gotcha. Well, Stan, always good talking with you, and again, best of luck this season. And now you must open up Tuesday. I guess I don't have my schedule in front of me. Who do you have Tuesday?
We have Lynn English at home.
Oh, my. So.
Yep.
Now, now you mentioned Lynn English earlier. Do you think that they have been a power in years past? Are they going to be competing?
Last year they lost a lot of from the preceding year. Again, they graduated four of their starters the previous year. Last year they were down a little bit, but I think this year they'll be stronger. They have a guard that is really good, and if they can put a couple of big people in there, I think they'll be fine. But last year was a struggle for them.
Yep.
Kind of a start of a rebuilding process. So.
Gotcha.
It'll be interesting.
Yep. All right. Well, Stan, thanks for joining us, and best of luck this season. Again, Stan McKean, the girls basketball coach at Peabody High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.